degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Adrian Clow from the Eastern Shore Arts Center back in. It's First Friday.
Yay!
We see you every First Friday and share a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And talk about all of the activities.
Coffee is the most important.
Yes. At the Eastern. So I'm going now to esartcenter.gov.
Or org.
Org, I always do that.
It predicts it for you.
It does. it finds it for me. Just type in Eastern Shore Art Center.
Yeah.
And then as it develops, we're going to click on just
so you can
the
pick
big
on,
picture exhibit.
That's right. That's right. So our main exhibit, our first one that we'll talk about is Coastal Clay. And our website's been kind of funky over the past couple of weeks. So, but the exhibits page is up to date with all the right information. So that first exhibit that we'll talk about is Coastal Clay. And it is a group that is curated by Philip Councilman, who is a pottery instructor at University of Mobile. And we were lucky enough to have him curate these amazing artists from all over Baldwin County and Mobile County.
And, so it's all done, it's pottery, it's
yes,
clay.
Yes, pottery, mm-hmm. And so it's functional pottery, abstract pottery that is more sculptural. I think the one we were just looking at was by Bertice McPherson, and it's a lovely like figure holding up a clouds
mm-hmm.
and a moon inside of it.
That is,
and it's probably
cool.
About 3 or 4 feet tall. It's a really awesome piece of sculpture.
When you look at the pictures, you don't realize the size.
Yeah,
of what the pieces could be.
Mm-hmm, and it's this lovely. A lot of them have that lovely wood-fired, natural earth tones, warm colors to them. So it's a really great mix of color in the exhibit
and texture. It's interesting how you can create so many different textures with clay or pottery as well.
Yeah, it's definitely been one of my favorite exhibits so far. And then we've got Dawson Morgan too. She's got a studio here in Fairhope, so we're happy to have her back as well. And I've got the list of artists online too, if you want to check it out to see if you recognize any names. We've got Susie Bowman, who's was at the kiln down the street from the radio station.
She used to own the kiln.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed several names on that list.
Steve Dark, G. Kalsa, Shelley Lee.
John Reznor.
Mm-hmm. Jake Ollinger is a local guy. He's got some really funky pieces, too. Letty Oratowski, she does pottery at the kiln as well.
Yes, so. Letty. We visit.
Yeah.
She walks by, and we visit almost daily, and she does those really cool, that queen collection.
Yeah, she does, and she actually, she's got one similar in the exhibit, and it sold last month, so congratulations to Letty.
Okay, yes. So other than Coastal Clay, you actually have two more exhibits, and then the member sales gallery, so really four total.
Yeah, exactly. So our next one is Alex Timoney, and she is actually from France, and she and her family just moved here. They're in Spanish Fort area, and she does kind of a photographic collage series. It's multiple layers of photographs kind of collaged into one piece. And she's got 3 or 4 different series. The one that I really enjoy is it's kind of a Anna Atkins project. And she's got all of her projects listed out on the side if you want to check them out too. And she's got a series, the Blue series. It's really kind of surreal looking. A lot of like abstract images layered
kind of
on
like
top of
an
each other.
Underwater look.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Mm-hmm. And then she's got a couple of photos that she did that she took at Blakely State Park, Mount Cheeha area. So a lot of diversity. And if you just click on the black part in the back, it should give you back to the page.
You see me struggling.
Yes, okay.
Trying to exit and go to the next one. Strange Knickknacks.
Yes, and this is the second exhibit that we've done with G. Kalsa. He's also in the pottery show that I was mentioning before. He is downstairs in our courtyard gallery, and he does these kind of funky assemblages that are about 2 feet tall in size, and they're kind of like shadow boxes almost, where he collects figures from thrift stores in the area. Sometimes he molds little figurines from clay, and he'll use like records and strange like cutouts of things to make these little kind of shadow boxes. Mm-hmm. With
one of them
scenes.
Looked like it might be on a kid in a kid's room. Mm-hmm. Looked very toyish and youthful. And then here's another.
Yeah,
I could see maybe in a man cave.
Yeah, exactly. With the record on top.
A couple of guys, little figurines playing the guitar and skulls and the album. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, and there's one with a little art gallery scene at the bottom of it. So he's got some really cool
quite
stuff.
Unusual for sure.
And then he also uses some of his own pottery that he'll put into the scenes as well, so little mini versions. So he's downstairs, and then we also have our member sales gallery. I don't have any images online, but it changes out every other month, so it's always new work going in. And that's the same thing, it's a variety of work, so it's painting, pottery, 3D and 2D pieces. So if you do want to be a member of the art center and show your work, this is a perfect time to do that. You can put in one piece every change out, and if it sells, you can bring in a replacement piece.
That's nice.
So definitely check that out. What else have we got? Our galleries or our art walk tonight is sponsored by Cardiology Associates. It is Heart Month, so they always sponsor our February art walk. So all of our refreshments and beverages are sponsored by them. And who do we have playing live music tonight? We've got Karen and Eric Marrero will be playing live music in the large gallery tonight as well.
Okay. So. And what are we? Is there going to be mask requirements and a limitation on people inside at once?
Yeah, we will be requiring masks while you're in the building. And we do like to kind of limit the size inside, but since it's been so cold and rainy, we haven't really had to bounce anybody. So.
Okay.
You know, and everybody kind of goes through pretty quickly, so we don't have to throw anybody out or anything.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty big space spread
it
out.
It is.
So
you can
go to a different gallery and wander. And
it's the perfect time, too, if you've ever wanted to take a class. You can kind of wander down to the studios and walk through the studios and check out the space, too. So
someone told me that you can take the classes virtually.
Yeah. So
I don't recall us
mentioning
that.
Yeah, so we've got two online right now. It's on our education page through our adults page, but we've got two. One is an abstract mixed media painting, and it's instructed by Lauren Nalty, and she used to teach at a middle school in this area. I think she just moved up to Huntsville, but she's got it's about like an hour long. It's right at the top of the page, and we've got a sketchbook virtual lesson as well with Jane Sellier. So different.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm, two
in
different
addition
ones
to the lessons our, in
mm-hmm,
person,
in house. Mm-hmm. We're in the middle of our winter classes right now, and we are currently working on our spring sessions. So hope to get those up on the website pretty soon. And those classes will start late March or early April. So.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So folks can sign up online.
Yes.
And tell us about membership. Why should we become a member?
Yeah. So members, like I said before, you can, if you want to be an artist member, you can get discounts on classes and workshops. And sometimes it can be like a $25 to $50 discount on those classes and workshops. And you can take those classes. You can put stuff into our gift shop. You get a discount on other items in the gift shop. And if you are an artist, you can participate in our sales gallery that changes out every month. We've got our annual juried show actually coming up next month in March. So those forms are available as well. And you can enter up to 3 pieces. And then we have a juror come in that juries the work and judges the work. So if you get into the show, then you have a possibility of winning some award money.
Now, are you talking about the outdoor show?
No, that's totally different. So then we've got that festival coming up March 18th through the 20th, and that is for any and all artists, and they can apply for that starting in every August, deadline November. So the juried show that we do is for members only, and that's March through April, and that's in our
inside
galleries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm,
then
mm-hmm.
The outdoor show is in conjunction with the Fairhope mm-hmm. Arts and Crafts Festival.
Correct.
That's already been buttoned up.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's buttoned up in December.
It's going to be here in like a month.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so crazy. It comes so fast.
It does.
Okay. So, yeah, we're actually putting together the map for that right now. Like, I'll probably be hopefully buttoning that up next week. So,
so that's an opportunity to come shop
mm-hmm.
And see all of the exhibit. How many do y'all have?
We're going to go with what we did last year with a condensed version of what we usually have normally. So last year for COVID, we did 90 booths instead of the usual like 120 that we do.
Okay.
So we're doing 90 again. So they'll be spaced out just a little bit more.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, our booths are in on Section Street right out in front of the Art Center going up to Magnolia Avenue. So all of the booths are on the sides of the street, whereas Fair Oak Arts and Crafts, where all the booths are in the middle. So that's where you can kind of see that divide.
Okay.
And it's our 50th annual show, and so we're going to be doing some new things out in front of the Art Center. We're going to have some glass blowers, Muffin Jaw glass blowers will be out front doing live demos, and we're actually going to have Jerry Gardner with the Blacksmith Experience. He's going to be there too and doing some live demos. And I don't know what the weather's going to be like tonight, but we're hoping to have Jerry out there tonight too doing some blacksmith demos, but we'll see.
That'd be fun. Maybe it'll clear up. That'd be fun.
But he's teaching some workshops with us coming up, knife making and railroad spike making too. And you can sign up through the Art Center, but then you can take the classes. It's kind of like an off-site field trip kind of class that he's got, a Robertsdale Forge that he has, and you can go and take the workshops out there with him. So pretty cool.
It sounds
excited
like
to
it.
Have him.
It does. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we hope to see y'all tonight.
Yeah.
Once again, that is 6 until 8
yes.
at the Eastern Shore Art Center. Admission is free.
Correct.
Bring your mask.
Yes. And your raincoat, possibly.
And you see why we're not doing our first Friday Art Walk right now.
Yeah,
Our shops and galleries are open here on North Church between Fairhope and Magnolia.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a huge area fenced off, lots of construction mm-hmm. equipment. The roads are torn up. We're just not going to invite people to traipse around out here in the dark
exactly.
with a drink.
Exactly.
Yeah, that just might not be a good idea. But we think we should be open for the Mardi Gras parades. And in March, we should be able to resume our first Friday. So, all right. Well, y'all have a lovely time at esartcenter.gov.
.org.
Oh, my God. I always do it backwards. That's so funny. esartcenter.org. Or just type Google Eastern Shore Art Center and you will find the information that you need. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Adrienne Cloud joining us the first Friday of each month. If you missed part of it or want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.